The Hawks last night, boys, absolutely emphatic. 23-8-1-46, defeating Sydney 7-15-57. It's great to be able to catch up with the Hawthorn at midfielder Liam Shields here on Sunday footy from the Adelaide Oval. Liam, congratulations last night. That is, it's an emphatic victory.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, it was good to put another good four-quarter performance against another quality side like Sydney.
Liam, were you surprised with the scoreline at the end of the game? Because it was actually pretty tight and hard in close, but the polish that you guys had was probably the difference. But were you surprised with the thrashing that you ended up giving the Swans?
Yeah, you're spot on. Yeah, it didn't feel like an 80-point victory as a player. I mean, a lot of the boys come out of the game pretty sore because it was so congested and there was a lot of hard footy to be won. So, yeah, it definitely didn't feel like. And I think on the stat sheet, most of the inside 50s and clearances and things like that were pretty similar. It was probably just our efficiency going forward that got us the win in the end.
Well, I wanted to ask about the efficiency, Liam, because it's been pretty apparent to me the last couple of weeks, and obviously Freo and Sydney, you know, they've been very emphatic performances, but the efficiency seems to have really gone up at Cog.
Yeah, definitely. It's probably something we struggled with at the start of the year. We couldn't quite get that mid-forward connection. So over the last couple of weeks, it's kind of clicked, and it's something we have been working pretty hard on at training is getting the mids connecting with the forwards, and also we've got a pretty dangerous forward line, so just getting the footy in there and letting the forwards go to work.
I've got a tough one for you as a follow-up. The last two weeks, I mean, it's pretty hard to sort of look at those performances and think, well, how can you get even better? Now, you as a player have to say we can always improve, but how can you improve on them?
Well, I think last night the midfield probably just held their own. We probably wouldn't say that we won the clearances and the contested footy and things like that. I think we went down in those stats, and it was probably our back line and forward line that probably won us a game in the end. So I think there's still a little bit of improvement through the midfield and things like that that we can take us to the next level.
Liam, Darryl Wakeland here, mate. Obviously, you're still wrapped with Shawnee Burgoyne. We got rid of him about 5 years ago because we thought he had about 12 months of footy in him. But what amazing form. He's having another fantastic season.
Yeah, he just keeps getting better with age, Shawnee. I think he's my favourite player on the list at the minute. some of the stuff he can do is just incredible. His power and speed to break away from tackles and congestion is pretty special. And, just keeps getting better with age. So,
and Liam,
he's got another couple of years left in him.
And when you're out there at the moment, mate, you're just playing as good a footy as a team that you have over the last really 4 years, I think. And, are you out there sometimes thinking, gee, how good can we get? Can we get any better? Where can we hold this team together in the last period of this season? Because it's just rare form at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We're playing some pretty good footy over the last couple of weeks, but we can't get complacent. I'm sure the coaching staff will be looking at areas where we can improve. And like I said before, like in the midfield and things like that, we've still got a little bit of room for improvement. So no doubt the coaching staff will keep us on our toes and find areas where we can improve, because I think if we don't, we'll get done.
Liam, so often we talk about players being the barometer of their team. I mean, Jared Ruffhead, what he's been through in the last few weeks, he comes back in. He's a guy, obviously, that teammates gravitate towards, very popular clubman. I mean, he's football, since certainly I think Lance Franklin has left, has gone up another level, and obviously with so many options in that forward 50. I mean, just the worth of Jared Ruffhead inside your footy club. It comes to us on the outside that this guy is just so often the barometer.
Yeah, definitely. I think he is, especially for the forward line. His leadership down there is fantastic, and he's a pretty versatile player. I think he started in the guts last night, so he gets his hands on the footy in there. As you said, he is a bit of a barometer, and it's not only the stuff that he does on field. His energy around the group off field as well is great and gets the boys up every week.
Just on your own game, Liam, it's like I reckon a lot of people feel like you've sort of flown under the radar for your entire career. And when you've got midfielders of calibre, Mitchell, Hodge, Lewis, Burgoyne, obviously it's easier to do that.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way yourself? Do you think if you were, sort of playing the same sort of footy at another club, you would have attracted a lot more opposition attention?
It's hard to say, I guess. I am pretty lucky to be playing alongside the likes of Sean Burgoyne, and as you said before, Mitch, Hodgie, Jordan Lewis through the midfield there. So, it's good for me. Those boys normally get the tag and no one normally comes near me, so it helps me get a few kicks. So,
I can't say
if I was in another club, how it would be.
As this year's gone on, have you started to attract any closer attention as a result of your own form?
I don't think so. I think Mitch and Hodge have still been standouts through the midfield, so they always get the close attention. I've probably been playing a bit more of a different role this year where I've been playing a little bit more half-forward and on the wing and having even balance through all three positions with on ball as well. So, yeah, it's good. To be moving around a little bit.
There's amazing flexibility. You just touched on it then with your own game, but there's incredible... I reckon that's where Hawthorn's got the edge on everyone, that flexibility of position. And, you know, like Ruffy, for example, play forward, can have a run through the midfield. You're sort of like the Noah's Ark of footy. There's two of everything.
Yeah, I think that's one of our greatest strengths, the number of positions that each individual can play. I think if you go through our list, each bloke can probably play in three or four different positions. So, it's a great quality to have in a side, which means someone's having an ordinary day down forward, you can chuck them on ball and they can get a few touches in there. So, it's a great strength of ours, the number of different blokes that can play different positions.
Liam, Jared Roughead's back. He went through the goal, he kicked the goal and he was pushed and he took out some bolts that were near the fence. How is his back and how dangerous were those bolts?
Yeah, he's had a big few weeks, rough. With the melanoma and then with the bolts on the back. But I think he's fine today. He's had a little bit of a scratch there. I guess it was a bit unlucky the way he slid in there. It's not going to happen too often in games, but I'm sure the AFL will look at that and hopefully fix it up. But, I think he's fine today. He's just having a bit of a laugh. How his luck's been over the last few weeks.
The stadium management were a bit touchy about. I don't know if you guys saw this, but at three-quarter time, Seven sent Cameron Wing around to do a on-the-spot report. And as he was doing it, the blokes come in with the mat to put the mat over it. It reminded me of when the Telstra Dome security bloke tried to give Jared Waitley the lemonade and sauce about 10 years ago.
So maybe the mat should have been there in the first place.
Yeah, well, seriously, it's. Yeah. I mean, we've all been critical of it, but how much tougher is it to play there?
The surface wasn't too bad, to be honest. I think there was an NRL game before, two NRL games the day before that, and it was supposed to be a curtain raiser, which I think got canned. But to be honest, the surface wasn't too bad, but it's a challenge for the stadium to manage the NRL games and the AFL games on the same weekend.
What about the atmosphere? It always seems a bit sort of devoid of atmosphere.
It wasn't too bad early on in the game. I think once our lead blew out past 30 or 40 points, that a little bit of the atmosphere went away. But when Bud kicked those three goals in a row, it was definitely pretty loud. And there was a little bit of atmosphere there.
So you guys are party poopers. You're trying to kill the atmosphere of games by blowing them open too quickly.
Oh, it's always good when you're the away side to kick a few early goals and take the crowd out of it. So.
Liam, well done last night.